This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats will wrap up their opening statements today in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. During yesterday's session, lead House Democrat manager Adam Schiff says Trump must be removed from office.
The framers couldn't protect us from ourselves if right and truth don't matter. And you know that what he did was not right.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, says they're eager for their turn.
Whether it is Saturday or Monday or Tuesday, that the case will be made defending the president, I have no doubt.
Another caravan of Central American migrants on their way to the United States stopped by Mexican authorities. Hundreds of them were blocked by National Guardsmen and put on buses to be sent back to their home countries. Mexican authorities say most of them came from Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
As many as 500,000 people are expected to take part in today's annual March for Life in Washington. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The March for Life is held every year near the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. President Donald Trump's address will be historic as he becomes the first U.S. president to directly address the March for Life. Carol Tobias is the president of National Right to Life.
Pro-lifers are absolutely the most fun, loving, kind, charitable people you will ever meet.
I'm John Clemens.
New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning will officially retire from pro football today. Manning has played 16 seasons for the Giants, leading them to a pair of Super Bowl championships. He has a news conference set for later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The federal government wants to stop pregnant women from coming to the U.S. simply to give birth so that their child can then have citizenship. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
To stamp out what it called endemic abuses, the Trump administration has issued a new rule to deny U.S. entry to pregnant foreign women who want to have babies in the U.S. so that the newborns receive automatic citizenship. The White House said the rule aims to protect the integrity of American citizenship by ordering the State Department to deny visas to women who intend to enter the U.S. for birth tourism reasons. Calling birth tourism a glaring loophole in the U.S. immigration system, the White House said the rule change will ultimately protect the U.S. from the national security risks created by this practice. The rule doesn't, however, indicate how immigration officials will identify birth tourists or give criteria for such a classification.
Singer Neil Young is now a U.S. citizen. The Canadian rocker making the announcement on his website yesterday. Young had been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship, explaining to his fans that the process was delayed because of the good moral character provision on the immigration application after Young admitted to smoking marijuana. Yesterday, Young and his wife, actress Daryl Hannah, obtained his naturalization documents. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. It's what it's all about now because it's easy. You know, as JFK said, we're Americans. And he didn't put it in those terms, but he did say we do it because it's hard. And clearly it is a hard thing because there are disparate forces against the freedoms and liberties and, you know, the American dream, what our U.S. Constitution stands for. Well, we're wrapping things up. This is our final day in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo, where we've been enjoying the annual SHOT Show event. This is our first time here, and I've repeatedly said to people, I am in shock and awe at the massiveness of the display here. Something like almost 10, 11 football length of exhibit here. That's how massive. This is, I think, the single largest convention at the Expo, certainly the fifth largest in Vegas, 19th largest in America, just to give you an idea. Yeah, it is absolutely phenomenal. It's all about, shooting and hunting and outdoor life. That's what the SHOT Show is all about. And, gun education and safety, Second Amendment rights. I mean, the breadth of and diversity of American patriots that's here is very encouraging. And it gives you the sense that our Second Amendment is in able hands. I got to tell you, I'm very much assured of this fact, regardless of what the mainstream media would want to, get you to believe. We're wrapping things up today. We'll be back in California on Monday and, being on the West Coast for a couple of weeks before we get back to Florida. But right now, the conversation continues we're wading through what has come to be a filibuster by the Democrats regarding impeachment. Over the weekend, as Jay Sekulow said, over the weekend, any day, anytime, they're prepared to defend the president. It's been several days of this political harangue, and Megan Barnes is going to be up a little bit later, and we'll be talking about that. But let me tell you what this is all about. What this is all hinging upon is today and this grand, incredible event that is taking place. The first time any president of the United States has spoken live to March for Life attendees. And in D.C., they're expecting something like 500,000 March for Life attendees. And And this is absolutely blowing the skulls of those individuals, you know, the pro-Roe v. Wade activists, the pro-abortionists. They don't know what to do about it. And, of course, they have been working very hard. And that's what really, you know, the bottom line, in my humble perspective, this is what this impeachment is all about. With us right now to talk more about it is Don Stenburn. He is the former attorney general, and he's been a key pro-life former attorney general, I might add. Don, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, Don, you caught this early as an attorney general, as an activist citizen, and I say caught it early. I'm talking about the legality, the consequence, and of course we are realizing more and more, you know, when we hear from women directly that have experienced abortion since the decision by the Supreme Court. Some say the law. It's not the law. It was a decision by the Supreme Court that made space for Roe v. Wade and the murder of, what, over 60 million babies in our country.
Well, that's right. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And as you indicate, there's nothing in the Constitution that addresses abortion. And so the Supreme Court back in Roe v. Wade times and basically had to say, well, there's a penumbra emanating from the Constitution, which is a fancy way of saying there's nothing there, so we need to make something up.
And going into this, Don, I think realistically, even the activists thought, okay, well, this is going to be, I don't think they realistically thought that they could get the court to go along with this. And it was a bit of a surprise that they ended up with this decision in 1973. Were they not?
It was a surprise. It was not one of the questions that had been presented to the court in that case. It was a procedural question, and the court, of course, can pretty much do what it wants to do. They're the last word, but they pretty much made it up out of whole cloth. And it's been a burden on our nation and led to 60 million deaths of unborn children in these last 47 years.
Well, the Walk for Life, that has been an annual event supported by presidents, you know, from Reagan through the Bushes and, of course, Donald Trump. But this is the first time ever that we will have a president speaking at the event. And again, I think this is a very courageous move by this president, because what's underlying all this impeachment and Russian collusion, the invalidation of his presidency, has been solely, in my humble opinion, has been solely this Roe v. Wade issue. It just keeps, it is that resonant sound in the background that keeps humming along.
Well, it's certainly one of the issues. The appointments that the president has made to not only the U.S. Supreme Court, but the circuit courts and U.S. district courts have been very, very much justices who recognize their role is not to legislate from the bench, not to create new rights, not in the Constitution.
Exactly.
So this is the president's judicial appointments, I know, is one of the great concerns of his opponents.
Well, you know, Don, you bring up something here that also is appropriate, especially in these times that the Democrats seem to suddenly decide, well, look, we need to take our power back. And I'm talking about the legislative branch. We've always had this issue of separation of powers. And more over the years, we've seen the executive branch, you know, overreach at times, which has been problematic. And it's almost as if Congress, you know, was okay with it, because if the executive branch overreached or if the Supreme Court overreached, it kind of took them out of the line of fire. Now, you know, conveniently, it seems that they are choosing this impeachment deal as a convenient opportunity to claim, separation of powers. But, you know, going back to your earlier point, the Supreme Court overstepped. But this has been the mood and of many activist judges across the country. You know, they're not all out of the Scalia mold and originalist and textualist like Gorsuch or like Kavanaugh. Some justices have enjoyed, and they're still active in being activist judges.
Well, there's no question that there's still quite a few of them out there, and there's at least four still on the United States Supreme Court. But you're exactly right. The Congress, over many, many years, has in fact delegated a lot of its authority to the discretion of the President of the United States. And that way, when, as you said, when something goes wrong, well, it's not the Congress's fault. It's not your congressman or congresswoman's fault. It's the President of whichever party is in power at the time. And the Congress is pretty much liked it that way because politically it works for them most of the time. But the judicial appointments are critical here. Just the change of one justice can make a tremendous difference.
Don, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Don Stenberg after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle man and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Values, faith, service.
Martinez. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Question Independent, we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is what Dr. James Dobson had to say in thanking President Trump. He says, during President Donald Trump's first 3 years in office, his administration has taken unprecedented action to protect the unborn. These steps include allowing states to defund Planned Parenthood, ensuring that our tax dollars no longer fund abortions overseas, appointing pro-life judges, and protecting freedom of conscience for health care workers who object to participating in abortion, as well as employers and institutions who object to providing contraceptives or abortifacient drugs. This is just a small sample. The list goes on. Tomorrow, this, of course, was written yesterday, but Friday, of course, the president will again do something unprecedented. He will become the first sitting president to attend and address participants at the March of Life. Why is the president making this a priority? With us right now is Don Stenberg, back with us. Don has been one of the key pro-life former attorney generals who's been fighting for decades to outlaw abortion. And he is, of course, been the former attorney general of Nebraska. Don, let's pick up where we left off with our conversation, and that is that the whole temperament being led by Donald Trump. I mean, when you think about the trajectory the country was on in the previous 8 years of the Barack Obama administration, where Planned Parenthood was able to run rampant. We saw videos of where they were selling body parts, and disgustingly, and ironically, again to your point about activist judges, David DeLayden is the one who took the video, and he's the one being sued and ended up in jail, and Planned Parenthood is getting off scot-free. I mean, we're upside down in this whole deal, but that's all part and parcel of the remnant that is part of, you know, the Obama administration and administrations before that, that looked at abortion as a live and let live, kind of ironically and stupidly, I think.
Well, there's been a tremendous change, and I think we were talking a little bit about how one judge, particularly on the U.S. Supreme Court, can make a difference, and I have a couple of comments. One is, I had that personal experience. I argued the case Stenberg versus Carhart has my name on it, which was defending Nebraska's ban on partial birth abortions. And unfortunately, we lost that case on a 5-4 decision, with Justice O'Connor, who was on the court at that time, being the deciding vote. Well, the Congress looked at that decision, made a few tweaks in what the Nebraska law had been, and passed, and I believe it was President Bush signed, a federal ban on partial birth abortion that was only slightly different than Nebraska's. But the thing that had happened in the interim was that Justice O'Connor had been replaced by Justice Alito. And so when the case came before the U.S. Supreme Court on the federal law, it was upheld on a 5-4 decision. And I think where we're at with the U.S. Supreme Court now, and this is just my opinion and reading the tea leaves, but I think that in the right case, there are five votes to overrule Roe v. Wade. But I don't think the court's ready to quite move on that yet, because I think the Chief Justice would like to have at least six votes for such a major decision, and also it would make it more permanent. So
exactly.
My crystal ball says that if President Trump, either in this term or his second term, has the opportunity to replace one of the liberal justices with one more Scalia Gorsuch type appointment, that I think then with the right case we'll eventually see Roe v. Wade overturned and this decision left to our elected state legislatures and the Congress.
Well, what happened previously with, what, about a year left, and there was a nomination available for Barack Obama, Mitch McConnell blocked it. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, here we
are less than a year. And if Donald Trump had the opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice, I mean, you would see the heads on the beltway of Democrats exploding right before our very eyes. And they would claim all kinds of issues because of what happened with Merrick Garland.
Well, they would. Senator McConnell's already made it clear, if that would happen, that he's going to go forward with the nominee and bring it to consideration for the Senate. Which brings up another critically important point on the abortion issue in respect to the Supreme Court justices being so important. The Democrats want to take back the Senate in the next election very, very badly, so that they can block not only U.S. Supreme Court appointments but other judicial appointments in President Trump's second term. So these Senate elections that will be coming up are of critical importance to the pro-life movement, absolutely critical that we maintain at least some bare majority in the U.S. Senate.
Well, and we can be grateful in some regard for this impeachment trial that has been taking place, but because it is quite, quite an expose of Democratic interests, and you know, people in America are getting frustrated over this, and they're tired of it. That we've been wasting a lot of money and time, and our focus is on getting rid of the president, which Nancy Pelosi said has not been a primary goal, but that has been, you know, you can say what you want to say, but we're looking at what you're doing, and what you're doing tells us different than what you're saying. So I believe the Democrats are going to be hard-pressed to accomplish that. I'd be shocked if this country wants to put the gavel back in the hands of Nancy Pelosi and would want, Chuck Schumer to be leading the Senate. And so the fight is on, and there's no doubt that this is one of the fights to the finish, Don. And when it gets like this, people get inordinately desperate. I mean, we talk about voter fraud or interference with the Russians, but we've had domestic voter fraud going on forever. And it galls me when you have a former attorney general in Eric Holder who says and looks square in the camera and just says, there's no such thing. It never happens in America. And I go, well, if it doesn't happen, why are people getting arrested and going to jail?
Yeah, there's no question that's an issue, and you know, there's different opinion, but my sense is that given the strong economy, given the president's strong support for pro-life and the way things are going overall in the country for most Americans, I think this may be shaping up as another 1984 when President Reagan was reelected overwhelmingly.
Right.
And I could see that happening, and hopefully that will carry along then the House and the Senate.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a bit nervously optimistic, only because I don't trust the Democrats. They've proven themselves time and again. They're calling for free and fair elections, and they're doing anything but. You know, we continue to see, Don, as we wrap things up, we've got about a minute and a half left here, as we continue to see more and more people, men and women, realizing and dealing with the reality of abortion. I have said repeatedly on the show, in speaking with women and now men, anecdotally, they would say to me, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. I had a producer and a director of a movie crying right in front of me and said, Bill, you know, tears running down his face. He says, Bill, my son would have been 23 today. And
yeah, it's really...
Yeah, but my point is this is that momentum, and why more and more people are attending the March for Life.
I think that's right. It's very sad, and I would be remiss if I didn't put in a plug for a book that I've written that'll be out in May that is called Eavesdropping on Lucifer, and part of the book does talk about, it's a novel, of course, but it does talk about the changes the court have made in our culture for the worse, and of course Lucifer talks about how he's been instrumental in this and how he did it and so on. I think a lot of pro-life folks would be interested in. There's specifically a chapter on a young man and a woman who were expecting a child, and Lucifer sends his apprentice and the Lord sends his angel to fight it out there. But, so I think
we'll look forward to that in May, and I look forward to having you back, Don Stenberg. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
He's the key pro-life former attorney general from Nebraska here on Bill Martinez Live. Don Stenberg. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats will wrap up their opening statements today in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. During yesterday's session, lead House Democrat manager Adam Schiff says Trump must be removed from office.
The framers couldn't protect us from ourselves if right and truth don't matter. And you know that what he did was not right.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, says they're eager for their turn.
Whether it is Saturday or Monday or Tuesday, that the case will be made defending the president, I have no doubt.
Another caravan of Central American migrants on their way to the United States stopped by Mexican authorities. Hundreds of them were blocked by National Guardsmen and put on buses to be sent back to their home countries. Mexican authorities say most of them came from Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you and for you, just the way it should be. I mean, we are a country, supposedly, of for, by, we the people, and this is what this radio show is all about. We thank you for joining us. You know, you just heard earlier our interview and discussion with Alan Dershowitz in his book, Guilt by Accusation, and he's been dealing in his case for 5 years. Can you imagine? I mean, that is incredible. And you look back historically, what's happening, I mean, this has been going on for decades. You know, even before Brett Kavanaugh, we saw what happened there, you know, how things are brought out. And, of course, here we are dealing with an impeachment. And it's more the same. I mean, the weaponization of this whole aspect of guilt by accusation on full display. And you wonder, you just go, wow, that's happening to them. What happens when it starts happening to us? And of course, it already has. But, you know, when you don't have the wherewithal, you're not an Alan Dershowitz, so you're not an attorney to defend yourself, it gets rather costly. You know, David Delighton, we're going to talk with Tom Brichka again next week. And what's happening with David? I mean, David was guilty of getting Planned Parenthood officials on tape admitting to the sale of baby parts, and what happens? He goes to jail. It's against the law to sell baby parts, but hey, look at he's guilty because they say so. That's what's happening. Well,
Let's rewind all the way back to 1991, and you'll remember the hearing, for those of us that were around at the time, the hearing for Justice Clarence Thomas and what occurred there. Again, this was kind of a preamble of, you know, what has consistently been exercised almost since then, since 1991, when you think about it, what they did to the justice and to Justice Thomas. And there is a documentary that is coming out, and Michael Peck is joining us now. He's the president of Manifold Productions, an independent film and TV production company, which he founded in 1999. And through Manifold Productions, Michael has written, directed, and produced numerous award-winning nationally broadcast documentaries, as well as corporate and educational films. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on this documentary that we're going to be able to see in limited release. And, of course, you're adding movie theaters almost every day. We expect hundreds of movies to be showing, I mean, hundreds of theaters to be showing this documentary, I think starting January 31st. Is that correct?
That's right. It starts January 31st. People can, viewers, listeners, can go to our website, justicethomasmovie.com, to check if there's a theater near them. And if there isn't, and there's a group of them, they can request a showing, and our distributor can arrange a showing near them. So there's ways on the website to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are right. We're adding theaters all the time, and if there's a show of support and people come, theater owners will be encouraged to do it, to show it in more theaters. So we're hoping your listeners will support us. We mm-hmm. kind of think of our film in a way as the anti or the opposite in some ways to RBG about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and her fans showed up in droves. So mm-hmm. people who are interested in Clarence Thomas, let's hope they show up in droves too.
Well, this is historical. And I'm really pleased that you did this. So how did you come to the decision to do this documentary on Justice Thomas?
Well, Justice, we had some mutual friends with Justice Thomas, and we had heard through that grapevine that he was getting tired of having his legacy and his story and his biography defined by his enemies and people who disagreed with him and in some cases spread lies about him. So he wanted to get the truth out, and we began a series of discussions with him, and we found out how extraordinary his story was, and we were really moved to tell the story.
An incredible story, you know, from childhood, his background, and this is a story told in his own words, which is very compelling.
It is. I mean, we found that, you know, we were going to do a traditional documentary and talk to a bunch of people, but it turns out he is the best teller of his own story.
Exactly.
So really he, and to a lesser extent his wife, are the only interviews in the film. We interviewed Justice Thomas for over 30 hours, over a six-month period. He talked about his entire life, and including the impeachment hearings, and, I mean, the impeachment hearings, his confirmation hearing.
Right.
And it was very moving, and we really felt this gives the viewer a chance to hear him directly. He speaks right to camera. You hear how he saw things, his way, what it meant to him, and his emotional response. And viewers find it very, very moving.
Well, what you're doing, you know, for all Americans here, this is the Scarlet Letter all over again, personified. You think about it, it's a modern-day version, and they're doing this to President Trump as well, as Nancy Pelosi gleefully exclaimed to everyone that he will be forever impeached. Really? I mean, this is what we want to do. We just want to degrade somebody's humanity and contribution to our culture with something like that. And, you know, as they said, they always wanted an asterisk after Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, this kind of thinking and this kind of, this doesn't contribute to the goodness of America and the higher calling of our country, does it?
It certainly does not, and that is, I think, why Justice Thomas wanted us to make the film. His whole life is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think he didn't want to be defined by his confirmation hearing only.
Yes.
You say that is what his enemies would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But his life is extraordinary. He's come from he comes from dire poverty in the segregated South, and from that all the way to the Supreme Court. It's basically a classic Horatio Alger American success story.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of twists and turns. I mean, he has a black radical period. He goes through many tragedies, and it's a story of great sort of resilience. resilience, that intellectual strength, and it is inspiring, and I think it will be even to people who do not agree with Justice Thomas.
Exactly. I have been saying repeatedly, I've said this, my children have heard this ad nauseum, I've always told them experience defines preference, and for some reason it's cycling back in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be coming up. And what in seeing this documentary, you will see for yourself that the experience of Justice Thomas, like all of us, I mean, you know, it wasn't like we were all brilliantly, you know, we're brilliantly designed, but I mean, as far as living our lives and that, we didn't always make brilliant decisions. But it's some of these bad decisions that allowed us to get on the other side and to better serve our families and our fellow man. And so as you say, I think this is a proper perspective in this documentary as well. You know, Justice Thomas addresses Vice President Joe Biden and his participation, and how Joe Biden and even the Democrats have tried to rewrite a little bit of that whole program, right?
I think they have. I mean, I think that they do not look good in retrospect when you look at the 91 hearing. And I think Vice President Biden does not look good either in his treatment of Justice Thomas or his treatment of Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. He's been forced to, or he's apologized to Anita Hill under a certain amount of pressure, but I think it would be well for him to apologize to Justice Thomas, too. You can see his treatment of Justice Thomas during the first part of the hearing in the documentary. And it does not look good. It's not so easy to rewrite that history when the documentary record is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with your point, too, that tragedies and struggle are what defines us, enables us to have compassion and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And although we don't wish it on our children, it is, in fact, something that makes us better. And Justice Thomas has really had way more than his share of that, including his treatment by the media during his confirmation.
And his history. Now as a judge, I mean, his legacy, it's sad. I think this is a great opportunity, as you say, to maybe, you know, clarify and clean up that lens that has been tainted a bit from since 1991, and to be able to look at Justice Thomas with clearer eyes. And, you know, 2020, it's the year of vision. Maybe it's a time for us to clear up these clouded lenses and perspective and see it right.
Absolutely. I think this is a great opportunity to do that. And it's, as I think you said earlier, it's historic. You know, he's granted us this kind of access. He's not going to do it again. It's a chance to understand a very important person in American political life and a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you a lot, I think, about the history seen through the eyes of African Americans during a large part of the century.
Exactly.
And it's fundamentally moving. You know, growing up
awesome.
In dire poverty in the segregated South, you know, we don't remember what that's like, some of us. And it's well to remember what that struggle meant both to him and his grandfather who raised him.
Exactly. 5 seconds, Michael Pack. Where can they see the movie?
Well, you have to go to justicethomasmovie.com to find out if it's in a theater near you.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the
back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Tom Breck is back with us, President and Chief Counsel for the Thomas More Society. He's got an update for us on David DeLeiden's case. Tom, always good to hear from you. How are you doing, sir?
Well, we're doing okay, Bill.
Yep. Well,
despite, bad news on David's cases, we got a bad verdict, $2.2 to $2.3 million in that federal racketeering case with Planned Parenthood. And, the good news is the result was so bad that we think we have a pretty good appeal.
Right.
The judge went against us every which way, inside, outside.
Tom, is there an easy way to understand this racketeering case? I mean, they brought a RICO, some RICO laws on it or something. I mean, how is this a RICO case when it wasn't Tom selling anything, was it?
Oh no!
I mean David selling.
Totally non-commercial, and
right.
The judge said told the jury the First Amendment is no defense, and of course that's exactly. The point here was a journalistic investigation, and nobody was looking for money, and yet the judge colored it up as fraud, as if he was a fraudster trying to bilk money out of vulnerable people. He was doing nothing of the sort. He was going in and, undercover journalism, which is the essence of a lot of journalism nowadays, except for, they called him a racketeer.
Now, right.
You know, and if this would, by some unholy chance, hold up on appeal, you know, it spells a death knell for investigative journalism, because you've got to have false credentials of some kind. Everybody will challenge you for them. And if that's considered fraud, even though you get no money, you're just trying to find out the truth. And in this case, finding out about serious crimes. I mean, you know, he uncovered evidence of infanticide.
Exactly.
Which is murder.
Right. Yeah, and not to mention the selling of baby parts, which is illegal. But would he have been better off to be a whistleblower then instead of an investigative journalist?
Well, it boils down to the same thing. He was bold. He blew the whistle on it. He reported to law enforcement. The jury heard that. But they heard it in a way the judge kind of, you know, there are little things that happen in trials that make a big difference. It was recited as a stipulation, you know, and the parties have reached an agreement that ABC, he wouldn't let us bring in witnesses from law enforcement. You know, David went to Congress. You know, the congressional investigations in both the House and the Senate. We wanted to bring people in to let the jury know this is a big deal what he did, and nope, that was all denied. Irrelevant, according to the judge, and it couldn't have been any more relevant. So
exactly, Tom, who is this judge?
Well, he's from a very prominent family in San Francisco. His grandfather, head of a big law firm there. Name is still on the door. The judge was a bundler for Obama, getting millions of bucks from wealthy donors, including Tom Steyer, I'm told, one of the Democratic presidential candidates.
Exactly.
And the judge worked for Planned Parenthood. He was lawyer for a Good Samaritan charity, and their charitable work was leasing their premises to Planned Parenthood, one of the Planned Parenthood affiliates that's suing David in his courtroom now.
Tommy,
I
was going to say, where's the recusal on this? I mean, if it had been the other way around, if it had been a Republican judge, they'd have been yelling and screaming recusal to no end.
Well, indeed, and frankly, we brought it up even on appeal. We couldn't get the appellate court to rule on our arguments. So eventually, I think, by the time the case is over, somebody may issue a ruling on it, but by then, of course, it's too late. The politics in these abortion cases are very, very...
Well, we saw what happened with the Gosnell case and how long even. And that was in a Republican state, a Republican governor on his charge, and Gosnell getting away with what he got away with. And there you have infanticide clearly. But Gosnell also said in quite a voice of warning that, you know, that sooner or later America will wake up and realize what he did was a service and certainly not subject to any kind of charge whatsoever.
Well, in some circles, they even, you know, treat him like a hero.
Yes. Well, Virginia all but exonerated him, didn't they?
Well, no, they got him finally, and
no, but no, I know they finally got him, but I'm just saying, with some of the recent,
they gave him a free pass. I mean, yeah. My God, that they just look the other way. I don't think they hardly ever inspected his clinic. It was ridiculous.
Right, exactly.
Complaints.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is Virginia itself. They were changing the abortion laws to such a degree, and what the governor said was if a child was born, they would offer that child comfort care until the child would basically pass.
Well,
and
that's right. They would consult with the family, and of course, who's consulting? The doctor is the abortionist. So, but we found explicit evidence, testimony in the criminal case against David. And of course, you know, there were 9 felony charges that are probably going to go to jury trial down the road. Mm-hmm. Although before we get there, Bill, we're going to have a lot more motions and maybe another big appeal. And once they uphold at a preliminary hearing what they call probable cause, you can challenge that before another judge. So we'll be doing that. We're going to criminal court again on February 21st. February 4th will be be in the civil court again, the same Judge Orrick, but this is a different case brought by National Abortion Federation. He kind of split up the civil cases so that, you know, kind of doubled our burden.
and not to mention your budget as well. I mean, this is expensive.
Well, there's no more expensive place maybe on the planet than San Francisco, maybe Manhattan. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, they got to pay those people to pick up all that human feces. That's why.
You know, the worst part of the town that I've seen is right on the street leading up to the federal court. I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want to think of that as symbolic, but that's the street we go down to get off. Go through the metal detectors and up to the 17th floor.
Well,
intent after another. It's just awful.
Well, Tom, again, as I mentioned earlier, this is an expensive proposition, and what you and the Thomas More Society have been doing on behalf of David and others who are so wrongly accused, and they need they need representation. And as we can realize, this is no this is no cheap process. This is very expensive. And I want you to know this, Tom, up front, that we're going to be contributing to the cause here ourselves. And I know that there has been a presentation and an offering, for people to participate, and I want our audience to be able to participate in the support of David DeLeiden. We believe in what he's done. We believe in what you're telling us, that he has been unfairly targeted here, and we need to fight back. And I think the estimate was somewhere around what are we looking at, $5-6 million probably, and counting.
It's up that high, Bill. It's just ridiculous. And it's funny, the hotels there on a given day, they go up to $700 and $800 a night. I don't know what it is. Other times they're $200 or $300, but it's ridiculous because it's such a small city, and apparently all these conventions love to go there, and that's unfortunately where David's being sued and prosecuted.
Exactly. Prosecuted and persecuted. This whole process is just, this is absolutely disgusting, and I've got to tell you, Tom, our audience is, their heads are exploding over this, over the unfairness of this whole situation, what David brought to us. As was stated, we couldn't be there, but David was there, as he says, to enter the dark underbelly of the abortion industry. It's not a beautiful thing.
Well, it's just awful, and of course, so much of what he's uncovered hasn't really hit the major media. They're kind of looking away from it. The truth will out, and some of these things that they're depicted on those videos, mm-hmm. or some of the videos are still covered up. The judge put all these gag orders on us. I wish I could recite them to you. They're really awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough said.
Well, he said, as you in that opening line, you couldn't be there. Well, you couldn't be there, as David saw with his own eyes the preborn children who had been killed with great precision to preserve their organs for maximum profit. I mean, he witnessed this, and this is the story that he is shouting from the rafters and relating to us. Talk about giving voice to the voiceless, the unrepresented children, in the United States, not to mention around the world, because the same thing is happening, and in some cases in more diabolical measure. How can people help out and donate to the cause here?
Well, we certainly need some prayers because it's a big spiritual battle, but
yes.
It's also financial, and our website, Bill, is www.thomasmoresociety.org, and I think there are instructions on the website how to donate, so we would appreciate any help anybody can offer.
Well, know that we're going to go there right away. Thomas Brekka, President and Chief Counsel for the Thomas More Society. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.